The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hello and welcome to Dining with Death. This episode is on our playlist, Dining with the Disappeared, where we talk about people who have vanished. We discuss the circumstances of their disappearance, and we talk about the place where they were last seen. I'm Stacey Lee. Let's begin. Bobby Barron sits in his apartment waiting for his dad to come and pick him up so the two of them can go to work in their family pizza shop, Gigiarelli's, and open the restaurant for the day. Bobby's dad never shows up. Bobby sent a text to his mom, Marie, asking where his dad was, and Marie said he didn't come home last night. He must have slept at the restaurant. This is something that Robert Barron did often. It might surprise some people, but when we had our restaurant, we had a little loft that we built above the office with a ladder going up to it and a couple of twin beds and a TV up there. There are nights when you are a restaurant owner and a chef that you are literally too exhausted to drive home. I know that sounds crazy, but it's the truth. So I fully understand why a lot of people that have mom and pop restaurants have somewhere where they can sleep. Robert Barron had this little apartment above his pizza shop for that very reason. The problem on this occasion, Robert hadn't slept at the restaurant apartment. Robert Barron had disappeared. On January 26, 2017, in Old Forge, Pennsylvania, people started looking for pizza shop owner Robert Barron. Robert and his family bought Gigiarelli's in 1961 and had been operating it ever since. Robert grew up in Old Forge and eventually he took over the business. He was a dedicated businessman who poured his heart and soul into the restaurant. He often slept in the apartment above the shop, so he would be there at 7 a.m. each morning when the fresh pizza dough was delivered. Robert's son, Bobby, was now his business partner, and the two of them worked side by side every day in the restaurant. Bobby was expecting his father to pick him up for work on the morning of the 25th, but was more than surprised when his dad wasn't there to get him. So Bobby walks to the restaurant to work, and as he nears the front door, he sees the daily pizza dough delivery sitting outside of the front door, and this makes him really, really nervous. This is not normal at all. Bobby let himself in and then went upstairs to the apartment to find his dad. He wasn't there. Bobby's panic grew as he noticed a few things were out of place. A couple of items had been knocked over and several other items were on the floor. The police were called and they immediately took over the scene. What they found was not good. There was some blood in the apartment and then they found a human tooth in the utility sink. They went down into the restaurant and they found Robert Barron's cell phone sitting on top of the dishwasher in the kitchen. And his family said he never would have gone upstairs without that cell phone. Brittany Barron, Robert's daughter, was in Philadelphia attending LaSalle University. She told Dateline that, quote, "Not a day goes by when we don't text or call everyone in our family. We are very close." She had just talked to her father the previous day for almost an hour. Her dad was looking to buy a new car and he had plans to come into Philadelphia to find what he wanted. They talked for so long that Robert's cell battery died, and then after he charged his phone, they began texting and they texted until about 10 o'clock on the night of January 25th. Brittany said, "I wanted to talk to him some more on the phone, but I had a job interview early the next morning and I needed to get some sleep. I really wish I would have called my dad back. That was the last time I talked to him." Brittany was surprised when her dad didn't call her early the next morning to wish her good luck at her job interview. And when she tried to call him, there was no answer. Marie then called Brittany after her job interview, and Brittany was surprised at what her mom was asking. She wanted to know if Brittany knew the passcode to her father's phone. She didn't know the passcode and asked what was going on, and her mother said she'd call her back. So Brittany went to the gym, and while she was there, her phone rang again. It was her mother. She said, "Brittany, your father is missing." Brittany said, "I was at the gym just screaming and crying. How does a 58-year-old man just go missing? It doesn't make any sense." Nicole Barron, Marie and Robert's other daughter, got the same call. She was working at her office in Midtown Manhattan. She said, "I just dropped to the floor. I couldn't believe it." Both sisters immediately returned to Old Forge. And of course, the family, you know, got really close together with friends and neighbors, and they started to look for Robert. The community held vigils and organized searches throughout town and nearby wooded areas. And then a few days after Robert was reported missing, the car he had been using, a 2006 silver Hyundai Elantra, was found abandoned on Howard Street, less than a mile from the pizza shop. There were bloodstains in the car. Nicole said, "I truly thought someone was just holding him hostage somewhere and we'd see him soon." Sadly, that is not what happened. Police sent the blood and the tooth found in the apartment, along with the blood found in the car, for DNA testing. It all came back belonging to Robert Barron. Linda Tomlinson is a woman who owns a flower shop right next to Gigiarelli's. And she said, "It's just so odd that if something happened, if there was a struggle or something like that, I didn't hear it." She says, "I hear things next door all the time. I hear people moving around. I hear voices. And I didn't hear anything." Linda said, "I keep thinking to myself, why didn't I hear anything? I should have heard something or saw lights come on, you know, just hear a yell or something." But she did not. Weeks go by, and then months, and then a year. Friends and neighbors and police searched everywhere for Robert Barron, but no trace of him has ever been found. There are no witnesses and no clues. Robert Barron has vanished. It has now been over 4 years since the day he disappeared, and his family is still grieving. Brittany says, "Everything is different now, but we keep searching for answers, and we keep searching for my father."
Good evening, Nick and Candace. We are standing outside Gigiarelli's restaurant here on South Main Street in Old Forge. Robert Barron owned this restaurant. In fact, this sign on the front of the restaurant serves as a constant reminder to people who live and work in the area that Robert Barron is still missing 4 years later. In fact, the reward now is up from $10,000 to $15,000. And I spoke to several members of the Barron family. They tell me and they insist they'll never stop seeking answers and justice for their loved one.
I just feel that something is known somewhere, and there has to be, we need closure. We're desperate for the closure.
Maria Barron and her two daughters, Brittany, sitting next to her during our virtual interview, and Nicole, who joins us from her home, say they will never stop searching for the beloved husband and father.
It just doesn't go away because this isn't fair to any of us, and it has to be a person that's close by to us who is involved in this.
Robert Barron was last seen alive on the night of January 25th of 2017. Family members tell us he dropped off his son in town after leaving the restaurant. Investigators found blood and a tooth inside the restaurant. His car was found a short time later, less than a mile away. Detectives say blood was also found inside the car and there was mud on the tires. But 4 years later, still no sign of Robert Barron.
Nicole told Dateline, "I do have hope that my dad will be found, but I do not have hope that my dad will be found alive." Nicole continued, "This wasn't just someone random. This was someone who knew his routine, knows us, was watching. I don't think it was some stranger off the street who would pinpoint him in the dead of winter."
I constantly have visions of what went on in there that night, even though I don't truly know. We didn't have cameras, unfortunately. But yeah, I have horrific morbid thoughts and visions of what went on in there that night. And it's going to haunt me for the rest of my life.
Brittany said Gigiarelli's was a cash business. But on a Wednesday night, the slowest day of the week, the most her dad would have had on him was a few hundred dollars. Had someone been watching this family pizza shop, learning Robert's daily routine, when he came and went, what he did with the cash? It's really terrifying to think of someone just going about their life, going about their daily work, and maybe having someone watching them, you know, waiting for their chance to strike. Those are the kinds of things that keep me up at night, if I'm to be honest with you. Or maybe was it just someone who was there and saw this guy closing up his shop and saw an advantage to take whatever he could get from this poor man. Investigators with the Old Forge Police Department and the Lackawanna County District Attorney's Office confirmed that they are continuing to investigate, but as it stands, they have no leads on the disappearance of Robert Barron.
I asked the family what they think about how the investigation has been handled.
I don't feel that it's been handled well at all. I feel it's been handled
awful to say, to sum it up in one word, it's been awful.
Yeah, that's just what I was going to say. It's been awful.
I don't think things were followed up immediately or at all. Some things weren't followed up at all.
The Lackawanna County District Attorney's Office is leading this investigation, along with Old Forge Police. The DA, Mark Powell, tells the I-Team, this is not a cold case. It is very active. We are following leads and we'll get to the truth of what happened to Mr. Barron. We can't say much more so as not to jeopardize his ongoing investigation. We continue to investigate the violent disappearance and likely homicide of Robert Barron. Nicole Barron had this message to the person responsible for her father's disappearance.
Have a heart, because all darkness comes to light. This isn't going to go on forever. So you are going to be caught eventually.
Robert is 5'9" tall, approximately 185 pounds, with brown hair. He was last seen wearing a black North Face jacket, dark blue sweatpants, a dark t-shirt, and a Penn State hoodie. His family is offering a $10,000 reward to anyone with any information that leads to Robert's whereabouts. If you know anything at all about this disappearance, you can call the Old Forge Police Department at 1-800-4-PA-TIPS. You can remain anonymous. Now, like we always do here on this channel, we discuss the location that the person was last seen. Gigiarelli's, it seems like a really amazing place, and I'm sure a lot of people are upset that it's no longer operating. Gigiarelli's has excellent reviews on crowd-based sites. One fan wrote, I grew up eating in the great pizza places in Old Forge that are still owned and run by the same families 40 to 60 years later. My all-time favorite is Gigiarelli's. I always say that when you walk in the front door, it's 2008. By the time you reach the dining room, it's 1948. I love that so much. I know exactly the kind of place that this person is talking about, right? Our review says, the menu is no frills. Pizza, pasta, tripe, and sofrito. I always get the sofrito. Veal hearts, boiled and then cubed, sauced in olive oil with a splash of red wine vinegar, salt, pepper, rosemary. Can't find this anywhere but Gigiarelli's. This sounds like an incredible place to eat. And as a serious foodie, we have got to keep these places going. And it sounds like Robert Barron was doing more than his part to make sure that happened. Robert sounds like a great guy and an incredible father. And what happened to him is a tragedy. Sounds like someone came into his little corner of the world and took from him and his family what no one has the right to take. My heart really goes out to his family and all of the people who cared about him, and I really hope that one day they can find some answers. If you know anything at all that might help solve the disappearance of Robert Barron, please reach out to the Old Forge Police Department. Maybe you can help this grieving family find a measure of peace. Thank you for joining me today on Dining with Death, Dining with the Disappeared. Please like and subscribe if you like the channel. It really helps us out a lot. Stay safe and be kind to each other. And I'll see you next time on Dining with Death. Bye.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle, available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.